in practice, got a lot of situations done. Fundamentally, we're learning to get better, but we got to get situationally more intelligent, how to play and how to think. Allows play faster and more efficient, and I think that's the next step we need to get to. We're starting to get some base fundamental things down, offensively, defensively, special teams, not to where we want them. Still a long way to go, but then we got to really take our time and work situations, understand how to be a smart football team, play with intelligence, and play at an elite level, and separate ourselves because we understand what the task at hand is and what we're trying to accomplish in every situation. I think that's the next challenge this young group's got to do. We worked on a lot of that today. Got better, very efficient day, and we'll have a good scrimmage on Monday.
Jamel, I guess this is practice number 7. If I'm right, halfway through, not including the spring game, how would you assess where you are now?
Oh, we'll probably go 17-0.
Nah. I think that's one extra game. So
that's two.
Is it?
No, I'm just, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I'm not. It's hard to tell. Do you get to scrimmage because you work in a situation? I see a lot of good things out of a lot of young guys. The older guys are starting to get in the groove and take the leadership role. The personality's starting to come out a little bit. So it probably is about where I thought. But I mean, I'm not real excited, and I'm not real down. I'm not either way. I'm kind of just waiting to see if they're trying to be patient where we go.
Do you see a difference with Carlos this spring now that he's gotten to spend a year at once?
No doubt. Big time. Really starting to see the cuts, the reads. Now, you can see, and they did a nice job with some pass pro. They have one that got him, but really developing as a player, yes, and a lot of little things.
What are the kind of challenges that present itself when you go from being a change of pace back to all of a sudden you're possibly a feature back?
More carries. I really didn't consider him a change of pace back. I mean, I thought we had three starters. I really did. I mean, he's big, fast, and powerful. So change of pace backs to me are, you know, you got big guys, you change the little guys. He's a big, powerful guy. He's every down back. You just got to understand you're going to get more reps. You got to be in better shape. Your mental conditioning and attitude's got to be prepared for that pounding and beating and that consistency. And when it gets late in the game, you got to be the guy that gets that first down or touchdown. You know, there's a difference there, and that's some steps I think he's growing to.
Kimball, you've had Kareem R. now back for a couple of practices.
I'm going to tell you what, learning what to do, but I'm going to tell you what, very talented, very good player. I'm extremely excited. He has a chance to really help us. He's a big athletic guy, learns well, can coach him hard, takes criticism, learns well. And after 2 days, you can see the ability he has. There's no doubt.
Got him a guard right now?
Yes, he's a guard.
On Eddie Goldman, what role will he play in the defense, and what have you seen from him this spring?
He's doing really well. Eddie's an athletic guy. Now that he's played himself back to some shape, I've been very pleased. Eddie's a powerful athletic guy. Sky's the limit for him. If he can turn it loose, which he's learning to do, and be more consistent every down and start accepting the role that he's the guy, you know what I mean, because you got to grow into that role a little bit, has a chance to have a very special year and have a great career. I mean, I really do. I think Eddie has it, but now he's got to keep growing and be consistent in what he's doing. But I've been very pleased with what he's done so far. I think play inside as a defensive tackle. He's big. He's physical. He's 285, 86 pounds. He can play the run. He can also have body quicks to rush. You know, he can play in if he has to be in run situations, big bodies. I think he has a chance to, if he'll continue to grow, to help us. I really do.
How appreciative are we? He made that switch to tight end to help you on goal line and short yardage. Didn't really complain, obviously. Didn't get any catches, but did it for the team, right?
That did. But you know what? That team did it for each other. They all were doing it. He wanted to do it because he's a great young man, but also his teammates were doing things like that. It's the culture. You got to create that culture, and that's the culture we have here right now, which I'm one of the things I'm the most proud of.
Coach Marquez up in New York basketball?
Yes.
He's just three guys, one more than that. Maybe Jameis plays baseball, Jalen on track. It seems like you don't mind when kids play other sports.
I think it's good for them. I think they learn to compete in different ways. Each sport teaches you a different mental capacity. Not just for the actual sport, but the competition of it. And how you got to think, how you got to prepare, the successes, the failures, how quick they are, how much you got to respond. I think that all develops you. And the more you actually in live competition, I think it creates a better player.
The fullback package that Jacoby was in last year, and it looks like Edwards is now. Defensive guys compete for that? Is that something they want to go after?
No, I think we just try to pick the best guys for it. Okay. And they like the opportunity. I think he's very talented at that. He was a backup last year and could have done it.
I was going to ask you that, but I'll also ask you about linebackers. So you had a couple guys that weren't dressed out. I think Matthew and I think maybe Terrence.
Matthew got a groin. He stepped out here on the field the other day and strained it. It was close. I said, it's whole one day. It wasn't worth straining. Get out today, but he's actually practiced extremely well. Who else was it?
Terrence, I thought was.
Terrence got a little concussion, and we couldn't even see him. I mean, it wasn't even a glancing blow. Huh. He had some concussion symptoms, so we got to hold him for a while.
The Scooter's got an ankle?
Yes. No, was it ankle or hammy? I think it was a hammy, I thought.
I said hammy last week or so, but
it looked like you had something wrapped around.
H-A-M-S-T-R-I-N-G-A-N-K-L-E. Close, I can see how you get down there, and they're only what? They're only 2 feet different, 2 foot difference, and a lot different spelling. And you're a journalist?
Hey, man. Something on his leg.
I think it's a hand. Yeah, me think. Sometimes I get so confused if I have a sheet in front of him. But anyway, yeah.
While on the topic of injuries, Ronald Darby is still, where's he at now as far as?
He actually doing really good. His rehab good. The other day out here, he did a drill and went back and pulled some scar tissue loose. So we set him for a day or two. He's going to be fine. This was all planned. There's nothing wrong with him. He's going to be 100%. Just the maturation to come back. He'll be fine. Should be, yeah. He's going to play next week. I mean, where are they at next weekend? Here?
They're here. Next week, yeah.
So he'll be able to go back and forth.
And then Georgia Tech is the spring game.
But that'll be, he'll miss that one a little bit.
Yeah.
And scrimmage Monday, what are you looking for from your team in the scrimmage?
Just consistency and who's ready to play and see how they step up to that when the so-called scoreboard's on and see how they respond to that. I'm anxious to see the consistency and see how they've grown and that will work situation. I'm not worried about yards. I'm not worried about touchdowns. I'm not worried about time. Get guys in situations, see how they play, and try to get them developed.
Different scoring rules for scrimmages? Or
play the play. If you get a drive, you score. If you don't, move back and see what goes on. We'll grade it. I ain't worried about scoring. All right. They score, they score.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, you're welcome.